You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and I am eternally grateful that you would spend this time with me. I appreciate you downloading this podcast, and also wanted to mention that I have another podcast. It's a show that's really devoted to improving your life, how to be a better person. And I invite you to listen to that podcast. You can find it in the health category on iTunes or Stitcher. That show is called The Shalene Show. This show is called Build Your Tribe. It's specifically for those people who either are building a business, you have a business, or you know that you could start a business, you're just not sure what it's going to be or what it's going to look like. You have found your podcast. I would like for you to know that what you're about to hear is actually a live recording that you can jump on and actually ask your questions, and you can see me face to face as I'm going through this content, giving you my best tips and often answering questions. So at the moment, and I can't tell you how long this will last because it's kind of new and fun and I'm experimenting with it, but for the time being, I'm doing a live broadcast daily on Periscope. The Periscope app is owned by Twitter. You can download the app by going to the App Store for your Android or iTunes iPhone device and search Periscope. I believe you can also set up an account from your desktop by going to periscope.tv. Now, what's really cool about it is it's a live broadcast, so you can ask your questions, but you can also re-watch the broadcast and it lives for about 24 hours and then it disappears. So you don't have to broadcast, but it's a great place to interact and have your questions answered. Some amazing people, if you're a podcast listener, some of your favorites are already on Periscope. It's an up-and-coming app, and I think you should jump on it. I don't often say that, but I feel pretty passionately right now about Periscope. This is the live broadcast that I recorded yesterday morning. So you're listening to this on Saturday morning, and I will be doing a broadcast probably 5-6 days a week on Periscope, specifically related to building your business. In today's message, I'm going to share with you the one thing that is going to make you more creative, give you more energy, make you feel alive and charged up and confident and feeling invincible, which is something every business owner needs. So, thanks for joining me. On to the show.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo, what is up? This is Build Your Tribe 2.0, where I answer your questions about anything related to owning, operating, and growing your business. My name's Shalene Johnson, and you name it, I've done it in business, from selling knives door to door to infomercials, to used car lots, to online businesses. I've either done it or I've coached somebody else to a level of success that you too can achieve. You just need to know the formula, to have a little persistence and some inside information. And so that's what we're gonna do here. I'm gonna answer your questions. No question too small, no question too big. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you where you can probably find the answer. You can ask your questions by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskShalene. So let's get to it, y'all. So I want to share with you quickly what I think is by far the best drug on the planet for mental clarity, for energy, for all of the things that all of us need. And it's so awesome to have many of you here, like Jennifer Hunt and Amanda from Michigan, Nicole from Albany. But let me share with you quickly, because I promised this would be brief. The ultimate drug for clarity, for energy, for your business, for your relationships is, drumroll please, exercise. Yep, that's it. And I have to explain to you why. Like, this isn't just my opinion. Many of you may know that I ended up in the fitness industry very much by accident. It is not necessarily my passion. I didn't study it in college. What I studied was justice, morality, and constitutional democracy. It just so happened that exercise, I figured out as an entrepreneur, was that one thing that gave me mental clarity. It was the one thing that gave me the ability to have energy when I was tired. It was the thing that made me feel invincible as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as human beings in relationships where there are so many more increased demands on us for our time, our attention, and everything else. We need an advantage, and the advantage is exercise. Now, you might not want to hear that, and you might find, hi, honey.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
And Brett and I are leaving in exactly 8 minutes to go exercise together. We do that together because, A, he's accountability for me. I'm accountability for him. B, it's awesome to do something together. So if your workout isn't his favorite workout, then you should find one at least that the two of you can do together, even if it's just taking a walk or lifting or just being in the same place at the same time while you're exercising. But here's what exercising does. And this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs are missing. They feel like, I don't have time to exercise because I have so much to do for my business. Actually, the truth of the matter is you can't afford not to be exercising. And statistically speaking, we know that exercise first thing in the morning is the best time of the day to exercise for mental clarity. It will give you increased productivity throughout the day. We know that workers, people who work in an office building, because let's face it, that's can be pretty boring. Those people, those who wake up early before work and you're thinking, I can't do that. I'm already so sleep deprived in the morning. We know from scientific research that people who work out before their work day begins find themselves with more energy, more alertness in the middle of the day when most people report that they are about to fall asleep at their desk or while they're driving home. Exercise first thing in the morning. Exercise first thing in the morning because nobody needs you then. And for those of you who, you know, your shift starts at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., well, of course, that might be the exception. But for most of you, I'm not even suggesting that you have to do an hour-long workout. I'm suggesting for the purpose of increased productivity, increased creativity, patience, clarity, just restoring your mind, even to do 10 or 15 minutes before you start your workday is like the ultimate drug. Like if I could tell you right now that there's a drug on the market that would make you feel more confident, make you feel more sexual towards your partner, give you increased energy. If there's a drug that you could take that would make you more creative, that could help you earn more money, that would help you connect with people who are more positive and like-minded. If I told you that there was a drug that made you look better and did all of these things, would you run to your doctor and ask if he could prescribe it to you? Of course you would. So why aren't we exercising? Just 5 minutes in the morning, and then if you feel like doing 10, great. But it's the effect of getting your heart rate up and clearing your mind. You see, our brain is the only organ in the body that doesn't have a way to get rid of toxins. It's the only organ. The only way that we clean the brain out is through a couple of different things. Number one is sleep. Number two is daydreaming or meditation. So the first two are clearing your brain with kind of meditation or something that you're doing for yourself where you're not having to think about everything else. And guess when else that happens? Yes, when you exercise. A study conducted by the U.S. Library of Medicine and National Institutes of Health found that our mental firepower is directly linked to physical activity. And nowhere are there implications more relevant to our performance than at work and, of course, in growing your business. I mean, you need cognitive strength just as much as you need physical strength. But to boost your cognitive strength, one of the best ways you can do that is by getting regular exercise. What we know about regular exercise is that it's going to improve your concentration. You're going to have a better memory. You'll learn things faster. You'll have longer stamina, mental stamina, that is, not to mention physical stamina. We know scientifically, it improves your creativity and it lowers your stress. Dude, if you're trying to build a business, you know you're stressed out and you don't like that feeling. You want to be in a better mood. Nothing is going to help you regulate your mood and just feel more in control than exercise. There's so much evidence to suggest that regular exercise on the days that you need to work, on the days where you feel the most stress, like I need to wake up early and I have to get this done and I need to stay up late. Those are the days where you really need to exercise. That's the most important day to exercise. In this study, researchers had over 200 employees at a variety of companies self-report their performance on a daily basis. And then they examined fluctuations within each individual's productivity. And they compared their output on days when they exercised versus days that they didn't exercise. And not surprisingly, here's what they found. On days when employees visited the gym, their experience at work changed. They reported managing their time more effectively, being and feeling more productive, having better interactions, things went smoother with their colleagues. And just as important, when they went home, they felt more relaxed, more satisfied. So why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we exercising? I know the answer. You're going to tell me I don't have time. But that's just an excuse. Real talk. That's an excuse. And or maybe it's even a belief. Maybe you believe that you don't have time. So I'm here to help you. I'm here to let you know it's actually going to give you time. Now, if you don't believe me, all I ask is for you to try this for 7 days. Take a 7-day challenge with me. I'm not asking you to give me 30 minutes or an hour or 45 minutes. I'm just asking you to move with purpose every morning for 7 days to get your heart rate up and to be able to call it exercise, even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes, for 7 days before you start your workday. Put it on your calendar the same way you would calendar a meeting or a webinar or an important phone call. Put it on your calendar every day for the next 7 days. Again, it doesn't need to be an hour. It doesn't need to be even 20 minutes, just 10 minutes. Now, we are live on Periscope. So if there's anyone on here who wants to connect with someone else and say, hey, you want to keep each other accountable? Then let's do that. Because accountability is the key when it comes to exercise. I know that to be true. I rarely exercise by myself. I'd say 95% of the time, I'm either meeting somebody or I've scheduled a workout with others or I'm leading the workout because that keeps me accountable. I'll tell you this as well. It's just a fact. And I don't think very many people are going to say this, but it's the truth. Is when you meet someone who tells you they're very successful in business, and they want to be a life coach, and they're incredibly overweight, and they don't eat right, and they're not exercising, you just look at them and you go, something's off. Something's out of balance. And if you're not taking care of your health, you're telling the world that you don't have time for you. And it's really hard for people to look at you as a leader, as someone they want to take advice from, when they know you're not even making time for yourself. It's not a judgment like, oh, I can't take advice from that person because they're overweight. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying people look at you and they can tell that you care about yourself or that you're last on the list. And you want to lead by example, by putting yourself first on the list. Yep. Exercise will make you a better parent. Exercise will make you a more patient driver. Exercise makes you a more creative entrepreneur. Exercise will attract the right kind of people to you. It's true. So are you going to do this? Will you take my 7-day challenge? If you will, then let me know by tweeting it. Say, Shalene, I was on your Periscope this morning. I'm taking the challenge. Hashtag 7 days.
Hashtag we out.
Hashtags we out. So where are we going, honey?
We're going to cycle this morning to To the Beat cycle class. That's very fun from Lisa.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Listen to the Shalene Show today. Brett took over my podcast. I know. He took over my podcast. It's really good. You definitely want to listen to it. I love you. Thanks for watching. And by the way, those of you who are on the rebroadcast, if you wanted to ask a question or leave a comment and you weren't able to because you're on the rebroadcast, tweet me and just say, use the hashtag Periscope and your tweet to me at Shalene Johnson. And I'll take a look at those tweets later today. So my goal here is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Yo, we're done. I love you guys. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down, or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.